WCFW FM Chippewa Falls, a civic media radio station with the best of the 80s, 90s, and more. 105.7 CFW.
forget about it.
Seven CFW.
Get up.
This is fun music for Eau Claire, Chippewa Falls, and Seymour. This is 105.7 CFW.
Yourself, you always live your life, never thinking of the future. Eau Claire and the entire Chippewa Valley. We're your first choice for fun music. 105.7 CFW.
Yeah.
This is 105.7 CFW.
Fire in the flame. I gotta have faith. I gotta have faith. Because I got to go for faith. I got to have faith, the faith, the faith. Baby! I know you're asking me to stay. Say please, please, please don't go away. You say I'm giving you the blues. Maybe! You mean every word you say. I can't help but think of yesterday. And another who tied me down.
CFW. Mike McKay is back. Wake up with Mike McKay in the morning every weekday morning from 6 till 10 on CFW. Mike has your news and weather every hour and everything you need to know about the fun things happening throughout Eau Claire and the entire Chippewa Valley. Plus, Mike announces your birthday and anniversary shout-outs every morning at 8:15. Send them in through our Facebook or text us. It's easy to do with our free Civic Media app.
Listen in the morning and it'll keep you smiling all day.
Mike McKay in the morning on 105.7 CFW.
You're listening to the American Democracy Minute, keeping your government by and for the people. May 7th, South Dakota Democracy Advocates submitted the necessary signatures to put a constitutional amendment establishing a top two open primary system on the ballot. The ballot question would allow the 150,000 independent voters whose tax dollars underwrite the primary to actually vote in it. On Monday, South Dakota open primary submitted 25% more than the required 35,000 signatures necessary for state constitutional amendments, according to Secretary of State figures. The measure establishes a single ballot open primary for congressional, gubernatorial, state legislature, and county offices. All candidates, regardless of party, would run on the same ballot, but a party affiliation is listed. The top two candidates advance to the general election, again, regardless of party. Such a system allows all voters to participate in the primary, including independents and third-party voters. South Dakota's current system is closed, allowing only voters registered with that party to use that party's ballot. Likewise, open primaries allow independent and third-party candidates to run on the same ballot. Because the candidates must appeal to voters not registered with that party, open primaries helps to limit partisan polarization and offer more choice to voters. Open primaries are often paired with ranked choice voting, but South Dakota Republicans have banned its use. We have links to the ballot question text at AmericanDemocracyMinute.org. I'm Brian Beal.
Weather is sponsored by Peck Roofing, Inc., veteran and locally owned and operated. Learn more online at PeckRoofingInc.com.
Partly cloudy today, our high right around 70 this afternoon. The wind will be out of the north at 5 to 15. Tonight, mostly clear, we'll drop down to 44. Tomorrow, sunny, 69 on Wednesday. Partly cloudy with a high near 70. I'm meteorologist Sean Cable. Currently, it's 51.
CFW. Hi there.
I'm gonna watch it growing.
1057 CFW.
We will rock you. committed no crime, and bad mistakes I've made a few. I've had my share of bad kicks in my before.